We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Can you feel that groove?
I feel it.
Andy Gibb, the number one song from 1978, Shadow Dancing. You know, Andy Gibb was married to Victoria Principal, or just dated?
Dated, in quotes.
What does that mean?
No, nothing.
Victoria Principal, come on now.
And they had a relationship.
All right, we are joined now for five questions by Ariel Orsuto from KWCH Channel 12. How are you, Ariel?
I'm doing well. I'm actually driving right now to Kansas City, and the snow is just picking up here.
Well,
be careful.
Don't swerve off the road for this. If you need to pull over, please do so.
All right, I certainly will.
All right, you know how five questions works. I hope Jeff explained that to you. We'll each ask you a couple questions, and then you'll get to ask us one, which will be the highlight of your week, no question about it.
No question.
So you're going to be part of the excitement tomorrow up at Arrowhead. Tell us about the process. Is this something, have you ever covered a playoff game in Arrowhead? Were you there last year?
I was not there last year, so I don't know how the playoff situation works, but I have been there every game so far this season, every home game, so I'm pretty familiar with the process, how that goes. So like I said, I'm going there right now, but that's mostly just to beat the weather, but clearly I didn't beat it because right now I'm in Gardner and it's snowing down pretty hard. But I'll get there, I'll do a little bit of some pregame prep, and then I'll just watch the game, I'll tweet out throughout the entire game and afterwards. I'll go talk to all the players, get the story, and I'll do some hits for our 9 o'clock show and our 10 o'clock show from the field down below.
Did you know, Ariel? Every time I go to Kansas City or travel north along I-70, or east, I guess, I stop in Gardner.
That's exactly where I am right now. I'm passing Gardner.
That's exciting.
Don't pass.
Stuff.
You got to stop.
That's exciting stuff. Now, what's
it's
your
tradition.
Question for her?
Ariel, how did you get into sports? How did you get into TV or decide that maybe that's something you wanted to get into? And then how did you learn that you could combine those two loves of yours?
All right. I'll make this brief. But basically, I was 5 years old, and my dad brought me to TV stations and to radio stations when I was that young because he was their hairdresser for all the TV guys. In Philadelphia, and I was just enamored with everybody there and the process. I thought it was the coolest thing, and they put me on air as a child, and I thought it was amazing. And basically, I loved sports. I loved talk radio. I loved television, and I just wanted to do it from that early age, and I did it.
Well, you do a great job, Ariel Orsuto, with us from KWCH on our way to Arrowhead Stadium to cover the Chiefs tomorrow. I know you're looking forward to Sunday to see your Philadelphia Eagles play. Here's my question. In 100 words or less, explain Nick Foles.
Oh, Nick Foles is a dream sequence. So he's obviously the Super Bowl MVP from last season, and I put all of my faith in Nick Foles. When I see him go out there tomorrow, or on Sunday, I should say, I absolutely can beat the Saints.
So just to piggyback off of that, not an official question, I have to imagine that the fan base is divided over Wentz, who basically got them into a position where they'd be a playoff team last year, and now Foles, who's done it 2 years in a row, basically, in must-win games. Where do you fall? Are you Team Carson or Team Nick?
Well, you said the fan base is pretty split. If you listen to talk radio back in Philadelphia, it is a madhouse, and it's so ridiculous. I think that the future is with Wentz, but man, it's been amazing to have Foles there as our backup quarterback. I think personally, they're going to pick up that fifth-year option on Foles and get a great trade option from him, get a great trade offer, I should say, in return from him, and then build the future with Wentz, who was an MVP candidate last year before he got hurt.
This is a good time to be a Philly sports fan, especially when we want to talk to you about local stuff, because with the Sixers, of course, you have Landry Shamet, who's had an exceptional rookie year. And what do you think of Shamet and the Sixers? Have you been able to get back to see him play for them?
So I haven't been able to watch him live, but I catch the games anytime I can, and he's been lighting it up. I love watching him on that team. And it's a perfect fit, too, because he gets to work with J.J. Redick, who he says is the person that he's been learning the most from. But I think that the way that they take the ball, that he gets to take the ball away from Ben Simmons, he gets open so often. And you just saw the other night, he lit it up for a career high. It was awesome. I think they're great.
So I don't know if you're traveling with a colleague, a cameraman, another.
Are you driving is what he's asking?
No, not necessarily.
I am driving with both hands on the steering wheel, and you guys are blasting through my stereo right now.
Excellent. So what are some, not necessarily even work trips, but just road trip necessities for you? What's the music? What are the snacks? Where are you a heavy stopper? What do you do on road trips?
I try never to stop unless I need gas. And snacks are, I'm like the snack queen. Everybody that works alongside me knows it doesn't matter if I'm on a road trip or if I'm just working during the day. I eat like 6 to 8 times during the day, little tiny things. So I'm always eating. That's definitely a necessity, but podcasts, I listen to podcasts whenever I'm driving. So different sports podcasts, definitely comedy podcasts are my go-to for road trips.
What was your second thing there? I heard you say sports podcast. What else?
Comedy podcast.
What are some of your favorites?
That was what I was going to ask.
Well, we're getting to this.
What comedy podcast are you into?
So a sports comedy crossover one. I actually just paused to take your call just now. I'm listening to one called Sports Without Balls, and it is it's like a women's sports kind of podcast hosted by a female comic named Erin Foley, and she's basically just a total sports nut, and she mixes comedy with sports. Talks about all kinds of sports, but loves to give shout outs to women's sports, and it's really cool.
There you go. I think that's
all right,
I think that's
about 23 questions. We're going to change the name of our segment to 23 questions.
I talk fast.
That's okay. You do. You got to be on your toes to interview you. Okay. What do you have for us, Ariel?
All right, guys. I'm going to kind of give you like a New Year's resolution type of question. So fill in the blanks here, okay? As 2019 begins, we will no longer accept blank in sports.
Wow, that's a tough one. Go ahead, Jeff.
You're going to put me on the spot. We are no longer. Here's something I think my dad and I both agree on. We talked about it yesterday as it related to Temple and Houston and that end-of-game situation. Don't try to take a charge. If you happen to, great. But let's make defense a higher priority than drawing a foul. I haven't accepted that in many years, but especially now.
Bob?
Here's what I have, and we also discussed this yesterday. You know, we have the new AAA franchise that's coming to town in 2020. Actually, they're in town now. They're trying to figure out how this is going to work. I am not going to accept in 2019 the naysayers who predict this will not work. I'm sick of you. I don't want to hear from you. Go somewhere else if you don't think it's going to work. It's bad karma. It's bad vibe. This is a tremendous opportunity for our community, and I don't want to hear you. Talk about the past. Let's embrace what we have right now. You with me on that?
I'm so with you on that. Let's go. And I know you guys have been throwing around ideas for names. I don't have any, but I loved all the ideas you've come up with.
We haven't come up with all of them. Certainly a lot of people out there are interested. But I will take credit for Flyboys.
Flyboys? Okay.
It's got something to do with our Air Force base and our Air Force pilots, and I just think it's a good connection. Ariel, drive safe.
Go ahead. I was just going to say I like the visionary one that I heard the other day. I thought that was a clever one.
Oh, boy. That's Jeff's. Drive safely. We'll talk
Thank
soon.
Thank you, Ariel.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
There you go. There's in the midst of driving in a snowstorm, she did five questions.
Amazing. She's a gamer.
That is amazing.
I'm glad she had both of her hands on the wheel, though. That's safe driving.
She took it easy. She was just talking.
Yeah.
She wasn't holding a phone to her ear
or anything like that.
She had it going on. It's all good. I'm out of patience with people who are just dismissive of our chances to make baseball work in this community. Don't want to hear from you. Don't want you to even talk about that.
No.
Find something else to talk about.
Right. We got enough people who will support it. Just be quiet.
I got to say, I've been around this community a long time, and my overall feeling about this is just utter excitement and anticipation.
Mine too. I'm with
you. Isn't that strange?
Not really. It's Triple A baseball.
I know, but I was around in 1970 when Triple A baseball came to Wichita after a 14 seasons, of not having any professional baseball. Of course, I wasn't cognizant of the 1956 Wichita Braves, okay? But I was cognizant of the 1970 Wichita Arrows, and it felt like there was a pretty good buzz about that. But this is
this is in a brand new stadium. It's in our hands. It's not a team. It is a team moving here, but we get to name the team. It's new and fresh, and it's ours.
If we can live through it.
But
this naming process,
as a community, we will have a name. And some people will
hate it. But this naming process seems to be already out of control. And I feel like we have some responsibility for that.
I'm glad that people are involved, though. I'm happy, even as I take some heat, even as I give heat to the names of others, at least people are involved in the process and are excited about it.
Boy.
Right?
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm going to be nice on Twitter. Even when I get called an angry old man.
I think you should. Be nice. Don't be angry.
Oh, here's Mike Stanley on Twitter. Now this
Yankee?
This uniform, the print's too small, but he put up a little bit of a Metal Arcs uniform, and I like those colors.
Black and white, right?
It's got yellow in it. Metal Arcs has a chance.
Did you see the Rockhoppers?
Yeah.
Uni?
Rockhoppers doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, it does. It's gaining support, believe it or not.
it lost tons of support in our poll. It was tied with Flyboys, and then Flyboys won by 10%.
Yeah, but
over the dadgum
thing. It's gaining steam.
Here's a little logo of Metal Arcs. Now we'll see what happens, but people are excited about Metal Arcs. And I am too. I really think that's going to be the one.
I hope not. That would fall so flat. You come out.
Would you not go to games?
Of course I would go to games, but
would you not get a Metal Arcs hat?
I absolutely would.
You wouldn't get a Metal Arcs hat.
I wouldn't get a single piece of Metal Arcs merchandise.
You're a front runner.
If we're the Wichita Metal Arcs, I'm out on that. I will certainly support the team. I will go to games. I will be the official scorer.
With 310 votes now in, keepers and linemen are tied at 29%. Windsock at 25, tumbleweeds at 17. And remember, folks, yesterday's poll, Metal Arcs won it at 40%. Flyboys at 34. Rockhoppers, 24. And Visionaries 2%. And that was almost 700 votes.
So I got 14 votes. Sweet for Visionaries. Nice.
Ariel liked it.
Yeah, it's a good name.
It's a
great name.
Why didn't it do more then?
Because people want Metal Arcs. That's why. Because there are people who like Metal Arcs, and there are people who are Visionaries. And more people are Metal Arcs than
you
are Visionaries.
You think you're a Visionary. I'm going to have to think about that.
Regarding professional baseball in our town, I think I am.
All right. We'll come back and wrap up the show, the day, the week. This is The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.